would be incredible.
Nice. Definitely.
Yeah, would be great.
We're going to leave you with Dum Dum Girls, a track off He Gets Me High, and it's the title track, He Gets Me High. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Tell me what you dream while you are fast asleep. Could it be of me? Could it be of me? I cannot breathe. This tightness just won't leave. My heart is gonna heave. I wish that you could see me dream away the realness of the day.
Friday afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Barn Burner. Did you miss me? I bet you did. I'm not sure what happened last week, if it was a pre-record or Andrew, do you remember what happened last week for the Barn Burner?
I was not here.
Okay, well, something happened. I'm sure there wasn't just dead air. But, you know, pre-records aren't the same. And if someone did sub in for me, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Happy Canada Day, everybody. I remember Canada Day 2 years ago was the hottest day in recorded history. No, seriously, not even Vancouver. It was just the hottest day in recorded history. Rock and roll demons were going back to hell going, Jesus, it's way too hot up here in Vancouver. I have to go back to hell. So that's what was happening 2 years ago. I remember it because I was in a 7th-floor apartment, and there was no air conditioning, and the walls were, like, bleeding. It was that hot. I think you guys might remember that one. And there was, like, no wind. There was, like, no wind at all. Anyways, good to be back. Yeah, totally cliche rock and roll Canada Day show for you. But you're going to love it. It's going to be fantastic. This first track goes out to everyone who did what I did this morning because they knew they had a day off. This is Sleepin' Late by our friends from Big Sugar, including Gordy Johnson, who just reformed that band again. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you want to get a hold to me and talk about some good Canadian rock and roll, rhythm and blues, or country, give me a shout, 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. Bye.
1, 2, 3, 4. more than I'm used to. And lately it always so heavy on me, so I do what I have to. The little that's left of me gets on alright. I'm too sick and tired to put up a fight. I turn to
That was the Sadies, who played last night with the band before. You heard, the Sheepdogs and the Sadies. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the special Canada Day edition of The Barn Burner. The name of that Sadies track was Tell Her What I Said. And the Sheepdogs track was The One You Belong To. Before that, you heard Tricky Woo with Ring Sweet Mercy off their Sable Magique album, and one of the best intros in Canadian rock history, for my money. could be a little bit biased. I love Tricky Woo. Hope you're having a great Canada Day. Our Burley system's down, so you get to probably hear me yap a little more than usual because I'm not going to be playing any ads. But I'm still going to be spending the great, great Canadian music that I have to offer today. Up next, one of Canadian country's darlings, Kathleen Edwards, from Asking for from the Asking for Flowers album. The name of the track, I Make the Dough, You Get the Glory. And if you listen closely, you can hear a lyric about Marty McSorley, which I think is fantastic.
Streets of our hometown, basement bars we played from the heart in the company of our friends. If I write down these memories that I have saved away, photographs of the years that passed inside my little brain. Shakes. And once I got drunk with Jeff, I told him I was in love with you. But I love you like a brother, so I guess that half of it was true. And you're cool and cray like Bogarty. I'm Elvis Presley in the 70s. You shout to
you're the great one, I'm Marty McSorley, you're the Thank you. Okay, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. Go. Go again. Beautiful. Okay, good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And whoa, did you hear about... Well, you can tell.
Okay, you hear about the guy who, like, was opening a beer, eh, and, like, went to drink and then did the stupid thing of looking in the bottle and, whoa, there's a mouse in his bottle, eh?
Real mouse. Well, I guess it was dead, right? Drowned from beer. And drunk, too.
Drowned, like it died too. It had a smile on its face, eh?
It died from drunk driving in the bottle. But you know what the guy got?
Tell him. A whole case of beer.
Right.
So our topic today is how to stuff a mouse into a beer bottle without breaking it.
The bottle.
Its bones.
Right.
So that they'll look at it and give you a case and not think you hosed them by deliberately stuffing one in, eh? It's like ship building in a bottle, okay?
Right. And like the thing to remember is let's say you get a six pack, right?
Yeah.
Six mice, right?
Six mice.
Okay. You get a case for each beer bottle with a mouse. So a case of 2-4, right? A square for like times six.
It's six times 24. Jeez, I don't know. I don't have my calculator, eh?
Okay,
I can't figure that out. Six times four
is 24.
You grossed me out on the air and okay. Make me look dumb.
No, I'll do it. You tell him more about it.
Okay, so what you do is, the idea is to get a baby mouse that you can, like, put in an empty beer bottle and feed it in the bottle for, like, a month. And then fill the beer bottle up with beer and put a cap on it.
104.
Yeah, 104 beers you get just for that.
Six squares.
Beauty. And then what do you get back?
No.
104 bottles.
No, it's not 104. I took away the two.
Okay, like, but you get a lot, eh? So it doesn't matter, eh?
24.
If it's like 100 or what. All you know is get baby mice and put them in there, feed them for like a month, and then Bob's your uncle.
100 and...
Good day, eh? We don't have time for you to do your math.
144.
You flunked out of grade 6.
144.
Yeah, right.
I think it is.
He flunked out of grade 6, eh? And by the way, PETA, I'm not endorsing trying to put a mouse into a bottle, but that is a true piece of Canadiana there. Bob and Doug McKenzie with the Great White North, how to get a mouse in a bottle, in a beer bottle. And for their beer bottles, it would have been Stubbies, right? Because Elsinore, they love their Elsinore beer. That last track we heard before Bob and Doug McKenzie goes out to all you Vancouverites that decided to go to the beach on Canada Day. That was Neil from his album On the Beach with the title track there. Great album. One of the great Neil Young albums. I mean, he's had so many good ones, but I always find that on the Beach sometimes is a little bit overlooked. So if you just want like a chillin', you know, good times Neil Young album on Canada Day, check out On the Beach. You will not be disappointed. Mike, what did you say? Revolutionary rock. Who was it? What was it inspired by?
Oh, Charles Manson.
Charles Manson. That's insane. That's crazy. I didn't know that. But, you know, Neil, different sources of information. All right. Let's see what we have on board next. Another Canada Day song. Man, I'm all pistons are firing today. I just got all the good Canada stuff. This is from Carolyn Mark, Vancouver's own. The name of the track is Canada Day / Toronto. And this is from the album she did with NQ Arbuckle, Let's Just Stay In. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Barn Burner. Give me a shout. 604-822-2487. I'm also on Twitter now. Just check out Bobby_Ferris and tweet me like the kids are doing now about what you want to hear. I'm crazy like that. Without further ado, Carolyn Mark, you are listening again to CITR 101.9 FM.
I have been
parted with some crazy Calgary cowgirls. We ripped and snorted, kicked our heels, and then two told me they got old-time religion. One says she'll never barrel race again. Good Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. Well, I spent some time with Texas Dave McDaniel, dipping snuff at nine and drinking beer by noon. Will he tell me about the bulls he rode in Waco? And by nightfall he'd be howling at the moon. Howling, good Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. Look out for them Wranglers out of Longview, with the holes worn in the pockets of the jeans. Well, they can get you high up in the Rockies. Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. Well, I know it about an old Alberta oil man. In a day till he was 92. We passed away through Western Original, and near the end he liked it sprinkled on his food. This good Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. So look out for them Wranglers out in Longview, with the left back pocket worn out of the jeans. You're high up in the Rockies, so you ain't never coming down again. Good Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. Yeah, good Copenhagen is better than bad cocaine. Good Copenhagen is better.
Sitting in the bar of the Empire Hotel, he was drinking for diversion, he was thinking for himself. A little money riding on the Maple Leafs. Along comes the lady in lacy sleeves. She says, let me sit down. You know, drinking alone, it's a shame, it's a shame, it's a kind of shame. Well, look at the sugar's betting on that hockey game. Hey, honey, you got lots of cash. Bring another bottle, we'll have some laughs.
And gin's what I'm drinking of, is based on robbery.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good cook. I'm sitting on my groceries. Come up to my kitchen, I'll show you my trying to make my rents.
I'm rough, but I'm decent. I was raised on robbery.
Yeah. I had a little money once, they pushed her through a two-lane highway. Government gave me $3,000, and you should have seen that. Well,
7 whiskey, he put it in a ditch. He drank up all the rest, that son of a bitch.
I blame that whiskey, I was raised on robbery.
Man, the Blue Shadows, one of my favorite, Canadiana, you can't even call them Americana, because they're Canadiana bands of all time. Billy Cousel, one of his acts, actually, right here from Vancouver, doing some amazing rock and roll and rockabilly music. The name of that track was Raised on Robbery, and that album was a double album that they released back in the 90s called On the Floor of Heaven. And yes, they talk about gambling on the Maple Leafs. So that's about as Canadian as you could possibly get for a track. Before that, my boy from Edmonton, Alberta, by way of Nanton, I think, Corb Lund, with Good Copenhagen is Better Than Bad Cocaine. I'll take his word for it. I'm not really much into chew or cocaine. So, you know, but, you know, Corb probably knows. Hope everyone is having a fantastic Canada Day. The one and only Cam Dales has just shown up, so I can assure you that Radio Zero will be on and in full effect. Cam, I'll throw it out there. No Burley today, so don't even worry about... I guess the account is kind of like run out, so don't even worry about PSAs and stuff, man. Go freestyle.
You need a account?
I guess so. I don't know. Like,
okay.
Apparently, I mean, even though apparently it was a UBC student that developed this, I guess we still have certain licensing issues every once in a while. But needless to say, is Tyler going to be in today as well? Are you running solo?
I imagine so.
All right. Okay, so we've got the Radio Zero crew.
Let's hope he is. Come. Yeah, we'll have a real talk radio fest.
Do it up, man. Serious NPR style, Cam. Okay, back to the music. We only have about 10 minutes. We'll see. I'm not sure. Well, you know, the Radio Zero boys, you can be sure to dial your clock in to 2 o'clock as soon as they start, regardless of what time you have your clock set to, your watch set to, because 2 o'clock starts when Radio Zero starts. All right. We're going to really rock out in the last section of this Canada Day barn burner rockstravaganza. It's a little band from Vancouver called Lions in the Street. This is from their last album. It's called Shangri-La. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
get out. I'm getting pretty angry, man, and it's no good to shout. Will I catch a bus? Or will I catch a train? I need out now, baby.